AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Police in Waco, Texas are on rooftops and highway overpasses watching. They're looking for motorcycle gang members who may be rushing to Waco to retaliate for the arrests of 170 or so bikers after Sunday's shootout that left 9 gang members dead and 18 injured. Retired cop Chris Omote used to track down motorcycle gang members in the Minneapolis area, and he says this trouble between biker gangs is likely to continue.
It's not going to end. You don't know which gang it's going to be, which day. You don't know when it's going to be or where it's going to be. But this is going to continue. And the only thing surprising about Waco is the number of people killed. That's a pretty high number.
More than 170 suspects are in jail on $1 million bond each. Investigators say if anything hit the windshield of that Amtrak train that derailed a week ago today, it was not a bullet. Our Sandy Kozel on what didn't knock the train off the tracks in Philadelphia.
Federal authorities now say they're unsure anything struck the windshield of an Amtrak train minutes before the deadly derailment last week. They are certain that a gunshot did not strike the train. FBI agents performed forensic work on a grapefruit-sized fracture on the left side of the Amtrak locomotive's windshield, and the NTSB says they found no evidence of any damage that could have been caused by a firearm. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The State Department says it's going to take time to go through then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails, but it thinks it can get the job done by January. Our Shirley Smith's in Washington with this development.
A recent disclosure that she used a private email account to conduct State Department business has been a controversy for her campaign. A State Department official says it could take quite a bit of time to go through the 55,000 pages to determine what can be released and what can't.
But they do expect to release what can be released in January. This is AP Radio News. How are the highways in your neck of the woods? The House is about to vote on spending money for highway projects. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
House Transportation Committee Chairman Bill Schuster says it's a must.
Congress fails tax. There'll be over 4,000 people at the Department of Transportation will be furloughed. And states, as I said, will be unable to be reimbursed for the work they've already completed.
Senate approval is expected after the House acts ahead of the congressional recess that begins at the end of the week. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Cannes Film Festival is coming under fire this morning for what some people see as a very strict dress code. Several women who were, gasp, not wearing high heels were turned away from the premiere of a romance movie on Sunday. They were wearing shoes. They were wearing flats. One actress says, that makes sense. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.